Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So the gender reveal parties, are they going by the wayside? I swear I'm not seeing as many of them now. Molly said, I think a family celebration is fine, but it's gotten very ridiculous with people trying to outdo each other at these parties. And sort of to your point, Rock, do you just want the TikTok hits? Do you just want the Insta likes?
That's what it seems like to me.
Sarah said, I see people do a cake or something. They record it. They post it. I'm here for it, but I'm not going to your party.
Wow. Okay.
But she's got a good point. If you see it on social media, isn't it heartwarming and wonderful and you love seeing it when you're at home in your jammies on your couch, just like scrolling? But if they're asking you to go to a thing, it's different.
You'd rather just watch it?
I'm just as happy for you.
On your computer or your phone?
I am just as happy for you. But in the second scenario, I'm happy for me because I'm not at a thing. Now, let me ask you this, though. If it was billed as a backyard barbecue and then they ended up revealing the gender of their baby, I don't think people would be as annoyed by it. I think the title is off-putting to people. But if you were just having a party and you'd revealed this thing, I think everyone would be delighted, yes?
Why do you have to make such a big splash about it? Why can't it be just between you and your immediate family if you're going to, announce it?
Well, a baby's a pretty big splash.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment and pause
when they get here. And how many parties can you have? Well, we have baby showers. We have, what do we have? Sprinkles. We have tinkles.
All
we
right,
have
good
little
point.
Dinkles. I don't know what we're calling some of these parties now.
Ringle dingles.
But you have to have a gender reveal party, too. It's like, okay, you're having a kid. This isn't a new thing. We've been having kids for how many years?
That's a decent point.
How many parties do you get?
Rocky is RSVPing yes to two things in your lifespan. Two. Pick them. Pick them well.
That's it. I just
be discerning.
It seems like it's enough with the parties already. Like every time the kid farts, you have a party.
Oh, a fart party. I would so go to a farty party.
Farty party. His first poop. Come on, we're having a poop reveal.
A poop group.
Yep. And I love the people that comment that go in blindly, that don't even know themselves until, kind of like your parents.
Old school.
Yeah. Surprise.
And I'm glad that my dad reacted the way he did. If he was like, oh, crap, a girl. At least he was like, oh, yeah, it's a girl. I love it.
You're what, middle?
I'm middle.
Okay, so
and
he
did get a boy first.
So he had one boy. And
so
yeah.
Jason really took the cake on that one. You know what? Don't ruin this for me, Rock. They were happy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my favorite comment of all the comments in comment land? Cindy, she said, we did a blowout baby reveal. When loved ones came to the hospital, whoever's holding the baby during its first diaper blowout, you get to change the diaper and announce the gender of the baby.
Oh, that's genius.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.